Alan Rhodes of Paducah, Kentucky, emailed recently because he was, quote, dismayed at the mean-spirited attack on the Tour de France he said he'd heard on Only a Game. I can only guess Mr. Rhodes was responding to my recent conversation with Charlie Pierce, in which we discussed Lance Armstrong's curious decision on the brink of the 100th running of that august event to announce that he still considered himself its greatest champion. In any case, Mr. Rhodes regards our, quote, attack as very sad indeed. In the best-of edition of the program, which ran last weekend, we reprised Ken Shulman's story about baseball in Nicaragua, much to the delight of a couple of listeners who posted their responses on our Facebook page. Fascinating view of the impact of sport in another culture and economy, wrote Mark Baranski. I would enjoy hearing more pieces on how other countries and cultures use sport to make the world better. The same show also included Ann Marshall's story about pole vaulting on the streets of a city better known for horse racing than for track and field. That story gladdened the heart of Kent Henry, who posted on the Facebook page as follows: another reason Louisville, Kentucky is one of the greatest cities in the nation. Maybe we ought to go with best-of shows more often. Last week's program also included Whitney Jones's story about Shoeless Joe Jackson's namesake and his budding baseball career. I truly enjoyed this story, wrote Molly Luna, who hears the program on WRVO in New York, but then I truly enjoy your show. Finally, last week's program also included a reprise of Only a Game associate producer Doug Trabue's energetic and funny appreciation of our favorite sports-related movie, Slapshot. Doug's story originally ran on the 35th anniversary of that film, which starred Paul Newman and the Hansen brothers, not necessarily in that order. On our Facebook page, Audrey Kramer posted, I do love that movie, and of course, watching Newman. Matt O'Neill chimed in with, not just a great sports movie for so many reasons, but a great movie, period. That story provoked another great comment that I can't repeat for reasons that have nothing to do with time, which is an inducement for you to visit our Facebook page. If you don't agree with Mr. O'Neill, don't follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook at Only a Game Radio, because you'll be wrong. Otherwise, you can do that, or visit onlyagame.org and leave a comment, or record something on the listener line, 617-353-1860.